When Democratic U.S. Senator from New Jersey Robert Menendez was indicted by the Justice Department on 18 counts of corruption, there were some who floated the theory that this was Obama throwing Menendez under the bus for being against, well, pick a nuclear agreement with Iran, policies regarding Israel, restoring relations with Cuba, or maybe all the above. My next guest is here to remind us about a 68-page indictment which counters those theories. He's a veteran political insider who's had positions with the Reagan, Nixon, and Senator Robert Dole campaigns, as well as the Nixon administration. His best-selling books include Nixon's Secrets and The Man Who Killed Kennedy. He also writes for the Daily Caller and Fox Opinion Online. Roger Stone. Good morning, Roger.
Great to be with you.
StoneZone.com is where we can read Roger's work and find out more about his expertise and insight into the world of politics. So as I said in the introduction, Roger, the theory is that Obama has a big bus to throw people under, including Hillary at this point, it looks like, from time to time. And that was where Menendez had an engraved invitation to, but you say not so fast.
Yeah, I don't think that the Justice Department indicts the sitting chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee over political policy matters. The sad truth is that that's a construct, that's a defense that Senator Menendez has begun to champion, but it's just not accurate. The corruption inquiry into the senator began because of allegations that he had consorted with prostitutes at sex parties in the Dominican Republic. And although that in itself may not be illegal in the DR, it opened the door for a broader investigation of what Menendez was up to. And that is what led to this stunning indictment. I'd also point out to you that Menendez's co-conspirator, Dr. Solomon Melgum, is indicted on 67 counts and is being held in the Miami Detention Center without bail. Medicaid fraud is a very serious crime.
Especially when it runs into the millions of dollars as the good doctor perpetrated.
Exactly. So it appears to me, just trying to look at it as an outside observer, that the Justice Department seeks to get Dr. Melgum to testify against the senator and wrap this up fairly easily. The odds of Menendez being acquitted on 18 counts are, I think, very minimal.
And those include 8 counts of bribery, 1 count of conspiracy to commit bribery and honest services fraud, 1 act of violating the Travel Act for allegedly flying to Paris on Melgum's dime and or frequent flyer points, whatever the case may be, 3 counts of honest service fraud, and 1 count of false statements. I guess the superficial question for me is, if, as Menendez claims, these are bogus charges, nothing serious, then why would he step down from his role as initially chair and then a ranking member of the committee that he was sitting on if it wasn't so serious?
Yeah, I think the Senate leadership pressured him to step down when they took a look at the breadth and depth of this indictment. He's got a difficult road ahead of him. He raised $1 million in a legal defense fund far earlier than he was indicted, so he obviously knew this was coming. Among the specific things I object to is the fact that he wrote to the Justice Department claiming last year that that I was somehow involved in his problems and that I was an agent of the Cuban government and therefore in violation of not filing under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Now, I'm a lifelong anti-communist. I'm a critic of lifting the embargo or normalizations with the Cubans. It's a bogus charge, but it is, I think, again, part of this defense that the senator has constructed to try to not look like what he is, a crook.
Talking to Roger Stone, political operative, insider with positions with the Reagan, Nixon, Bob Dole Senate campaigns, best-selling author, Nixon's Secrets, and The Man Who Killed Kennedy, writes for the Daily Caller as well, StoneZone.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. How strong of a proponent has Senator Menendez been for Dr. Melgum? Because, as I mentioned, he had overbilled Medicare by $9 million. Typically, you go to jail for that alone, but he seemed to be able to skirt that until recently. And I don't know how much Dr. Melgum paid for his plane, but he was charging Menendez a lot for those flights he got.
Well, it is a collection of political contributions that he gave at the senator's request, massive $600,000 contribution to Harry Reid, And in return, Menendez was going to bat with all these federal agencies to try to get the senator more money, going to bat with the Immigration Service to try to get Dr. Malgum's underage girlfriends into the country. Malgum, who's married, is, trying to get a visa for a 19-year-old. Very, very strange stuff. This trial is going to be fascinating, if it goes to trial.
I read the indictment and mentioning about the visas for the girlfriends. Dr. Malgum apparently has girlfriends with hourly rates, I guess.
Yeah, it appears that way.
Now, as far as when you look at the support that Menendez gets here in New Jersey, the Democrats rally around him. But how long does that last, seriously?
Well, the Democrats are already trying to figure out who's going to get his seat. I mean, first of all, New Jersey is the bluest of blue states at this point. Very hard place for a Republican to win a statewide election, except for under extraordinary circumstances. And while the Democrats may be giving lip service to Menendez, behind the scenes they are gambling for his garments. And everybody's trying to figure out who will get this seat. That's also true of the Republicans. The governor would be allowed under law to make a short-term appointment if the seat were vacated, but the people would decide in a special election, the timing of which depends on the timing of Menendez's resignation. One has to presume that upon conviction, he would resign and that would vacate the seat. Is that a year from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now? Really depends on when this matter comes to trial, or if whether the senator ultimately cops a plea when he realizes that he is unlikely to be acquitted.
He might do what Torricelli, or at least a close cousin of Robert Torricelli, did a few years ago and just step out and try to do it as quietly and as, quote-unquote, gracefully as possible. And that talk, too, about the short-term replacement, the talk with that has included everyone from, well, one time, because he's now a Jeb Bush supporter, apparently, but one time, Christie friend, State Senator Joe Carrillo's, ranges from that to a very conservative member of the State Assembly, Assemblywoman Alice McHose, which is in the Northwest New Jersey district, which would be an interesting, and if Christie's still interested in running for president, to nominate a woman into the Senate would probably win him some bonus points.
Well, also, I think it's important to point out Torricelli was not under indictment. He was never charged with the breaking any crimes. In his case, he was fighting allegations, which may have never even been true.
Yeah, he got out before the movie started.
Correct. There's some talk of Tom Kaine Jr., the Senate minority leader, being both a strong appointee and a strong candidate. So the politicians, despite the lip service they are giving to Menendez, are already starting to dicker over his seat.
We're having our time with Roger Stone, best-selling author. His books include Nixon's Secrets, The Man Who Killed Kennedy. He also writes for The Daily Caller, Fox Opinion Online. You can read more about Roger's work at StoneZone.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When these events take place and all this stuff starts to unfurl, watching the mechanics of the defense proves disgusting and fascinating at the same time, because you have so many of the media who always want access to him, Menendez, for the easy work that he makes for them, because he's a story and no effort on their part, so they suck up to him. And the camp who was trying to defend the person under charge comes up with ways to divert attention and sleight of hand, and just like talk about, I believe it's Vincho Castillo.
Yeah, I mean, what originally happened here is three women came forward and claimed that they had been paid to attend a sex party with the senator. And the Washington Post, among others, began to pursue that story. Then suddenly, three women came forward and recanted, said they were paid to say that, and it was false. The problem was that the three women who recanted were not the same three women who had made the original charge. One only had to look at a photograph of all of them to determine they were not the same people. The affidavits that were filed with the prosecutor, in which these women recanted the original allegation, were fraudulent, meaning when you track down the addresses of the women that they listed as their homes, they were non-existent addresses. This then put Menendez into a new phase of crowing about being quote-unquote cleared. He was never cleared. I don't know any U.S.-based news organization that examined these affidavits. We simply took the word of a foreign prosecutor who, by the way, happens to also be a cousin of Dr. Malcolm's, that the whole thing was a canard, that there were no such parties. The problem with that, of course, is that we quickly found out that Senator Menendez had not paid for two of the flights that were on the very dates that these parties allegedly took place. So while I don't know that there's a crime in any of that, it did open the door for the feds to more closely examine the senator's business dealings and his relationship with Malcolm. That is what led to this indictment, not Iran, not Cuba, not Israel. It has nothing to do with those issues. Democratic presidents don't depose Democratic U.S. senators over policy agreements. It's a fantasy.
We put the 68-page federal indictment of Menendez up on our website. You can check it out, and you'll see some interesting language and terminology, but you'll understand what those terms are really addressing. And this is something Roger wrote about as well over at StoneZone.com on April 22nd. The title is The Menendez Story, so you can read more about that. Also, be sure to get, if you haven't already, Roger's most recent books, Nixon's Secrets and The Man Who Killed Kennedy. He's a veteran political insider. He's held positions with Reagan, Nixon, Senator Dole campaigns. He's also a writer for The Daily Caller and Fox Opinion Online. Again, StoneZone.com. Roger Stone, thanks for being here this morning.
Great to be here. Thanks.